This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Good evening, everyone. Breaking news. Three Chicago improvisers are being held hostage by a Riddle podcast they started in 2018. These three improvisers started the podcast on a whim, thinking it had legs. They were wrong. We now go to Melissa on the scene.
Thanks, Larry. I'm Melissa, and I'm on the scene. I'm here, and I can't see much, but I do know that they are in a lot of trouble. They're having a really hard time finding riddles, Larry. It's a horrible, horrible thing to see. We're going to go up to Jeff in the helicopter to see if he has a better view. Jeff?
Hey, Melissa, thanks. This is Jeff in the helicopter. Loud as shit up here, and I literally can't see anything. I'm looking at the floor of the helicopter. I said, guys, does anyone read my email? I said, glass bottom helicopter. That's going to let me see so much better. The guy keeps turning it upside down so I can see. Uh-huh. But every time he fucking does that, I lose my goddamn lunch. And we're scraping it off the inside of the helicopter. Melissa, I cannot do this. Back to you in the field.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff. I love you. All right. Well, back to you, Larry.
Whoa. Back to Jeff. Back to Jeff.
Melissa, I have a wife. Back to me. Back to me. Back to me.
She watches.
Back to me. Melissa, I love you.
I also have a wife, and she watches. I love... What did I name you in the helicopter?
I'm Jeff.
Jeff. I love Jeff. We'll keep you updated as the story unfolds. I can hear them screaming inside.
Actually, breaking news, we just received the names of these three hostages. Adel Rafai. Melissa, to you?
I don't have the teleprompter in front of me, Larry. You're going to have to take that one, okay?
Okay, I'm getting the other names. Aaron Kaif and John Pasai.
That sounds right to me.
The helicopter guy did it again. I threw up.
Hey, it's Helicopter Riddle Riddle. We are a riddle lateral thinking puzzle podcast. We're going to have
some
fun.
We're fine.
And we're fine. We're not being held hostage.
We like to be here. We like it here.
Although, if you're ever solving a riddle, never go with a riddle to a second location.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's really good. That's really good
JBC,
advice.
JBC, can I give you like a little bit of a different line read?
Sure, absolutely.
We like it here.
So got it. Okay.
Like, we like it here. Yep, go ahead.
So I'm hitting like?
Yeah, we like it here. Yeah.
Okay. We like it here.
Actually, can you hit the it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Give me 1 second. Cousin. Yeah. Okay. He's down. He's down for the count.
One big punch. Ball of hair, right? Where'd you punch
him? Big ball of hair.
Just curious, where'd you punch him?
Center mass, baby. Solar plexus. We like it here.
All speaking right. Good
of
enough
it,
for me.
Speaking of it, Aaron and JPC, what's going on in with you two? What's new?
What is new?
I am so glad that you asked. Now,
okay,
this is not an advertiser on the show, so okay. I this is just a product that I very much enjoy. I did something nice for myself, which I very rarely do, and I bought some new socks. And I'll be honest with you, every time I've ever bought socks in my entire life, I've bought them in bulk. I've bought them by the pack of 200.
Yeah, well, and of course.
Of course. And they're usually like athletic socks. I like the no-shows, and they're usually very thin, and they fall apart very quickly. But I've been running more, and I'm like, no, I need to get some actual good socks. So I sprung for some Bombas socks, which, by the way, Bombas, if you're listening, come and sponsor the podcast. I love your socks. They are some of the most comfortable socks I've ever worn in my entire life, and I am so grateful for them. You don't know how bad the blisters on my feet have gotten.
Walk us through this. Are they breathable? They're not falling down? What's going on?
They're like a lightweight, like merino wool. So they're like very breathable, and they kind of wick as well. And they're like...
merino wool? So they throw for 25,000 yards a season?
You know I don't get that reference, my man. So,
Adelaide, hey, you're disappointed in us.
I'm sorry. Merino wool? So they're an Ace Ventura?
Dan Marino, right?
Are you disappointed?
Aaron, I'm not disappointed.
All right, well, fine. Well, Bombas, how many of these socks did you buy?
I did the same thing that I always do when I bought like a ton of them.
Oh, okay, well,
but they're nice. They're like a good quality, and they're great. They're thicker than socks that I'm used to, but they have a lot of like cushioning in them, and man, oh man. I've been running on these for about a week now, and my feet are thanking me.
Go ahead.
More cushion for the pushing. Bombas sponsored Magic Tavern, so they sent us a bunch of free socks. Those Bombas socks paired with Allbirds, walking on heaven.
Ooh, I would pair those socks with a nice white wine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
White wine?
It just really brings out the notes.
Maybe scallops.
But I would just like to say that it's gotten to the point where my life so fucking boring that a new pair of socks sets me off. It is the bee's knees. It is the bird's turds. It is the best thing in the world for me.
Boring is good. Boring means everything is smooth sailing. You're living your best life if you're excited about socks.
In my chipped tooth saga, because I think maybe on a previous episode, I talked about having a chipped tooth, just chipping my tooth. I got into
on
the
bread.
Dentist on bread, old bread teeth. Got into the dentist. They filed it down. I said, "Doc, what can you do for me? Can you put a little cap on it? Can you do anything?" And he goes, "I'm not gonna do a thing to that tooth because it's absolutely gonna chip again. You're gonna keep chipping that tooth until you straighten those teeth, young mister." So now I'm gonna get a Invisalign.
Wow.
And that escalated quickly.
Well, so I had one wisdom tooth that the doctors always told me. They were like, "You got a big ass mouth. It's running full of shit. It's nonstop shit coming out of your fucking mouth."
You always talk back to the doctor, right?
I try.
A big fucking mouth.
I'd
like to get a second opinion. Fuck you, big ass
mouth. My dentist said I have a lot of nerve. I don't know what that means. But they were like, "Your wisdom teeth are just going to grow in. You got plenty of space for them." And then one of them grew in like sideways, and they were like, "We got to take them all out," which was a whole ordeal. But when that one grew in sideways, it kind of fucked up some of the teeth on the bottom of my mouth, and now one's pushing into the other, which is causing the chipped tooth. So I got to get braces. I'm excited. I've never had braces.
JPC.
So.
What can we do? I have a new passion project, and it's going to be talking you into getting braces instead of Invisalign. What do I got to do to get you? And then you go in every month and you change the color of the elastics. You can
and
do Halloween
bands.
Color. You got the rubber, like full blown rubber bands connecting your top jaw to your bottom jaw. And then you're going to fucking school. Like, that's not a nightmare. Come on, man. Get braces.
I truly wanted to do that. And Mariah was like, "You absolutely are not allowed to." I was like, "Give me the old school braces, baby. Give me, you know, sixth grade and nobody wants to talk to me. Give me like social outcast braces." But it's a no go. And also, I don't even think they do those anymore.
I love braces, and I love seeing adults with braces. I've always thought, I was like, "That's the best." Whatever.
No, I think that's one of those things where it's like, "Oh, you're so brave." Like, I don't think it's cool anymore
because I don't even think that there's much of a price difference between the Invisalign. So it's not even that you're brave. It's like, really? Like, why did you choose this?
I don't know. I looked pretty cute with braces. I was living my best life.
I'll argue.
Don't talk to me.
There's not a single thing that you could do to that mouth that wouldn't make you look cute.
What if it was mostly blood? What if it tipped over to mostly blood?
Well, now we're getting into my preferences and, you know...
He's into vampires. Adel, what's new with you?
Yeah, what's new with you, Adel?
Oh boy, what is new with me? We're trying to get our backyard all settled, trying to get some landscaping, because right now it's a jungle back there, and we need to put in some like mulch and brick, put a little fire pit.
So. I love mulch.
A lot of landscaping decisions need to be made.
You going to Lowe's? You going to Lowe's? You picking up mulch on a Sunday? On a Sunday afternoon? Are you going to Lowe's picking up mulch, getting a coffee?
Not yet, but soon.
Adel, is this decision to build a fire pit outside any way influenced by the fact that we came over and recorded a live stream for Patreon last week and we filled your entire house with smoke because we did the fire wrong?
Yes. Well, to be fair, I filled the house with smoke because I did the fire wrong. Set a log too high up and it fell down and scared us and smoked up the whole house.
I broke so many things and still so many things in such a short amount of time of being your mom.
Well, thank you.
Sounds nice. I love a project. You need an extra set of hands in the yard, you just call me and I will be busy that day.
Yeah.
Well, you two, I think this was, JPC, this was your second time over to my house.
Yes.
Since we moved in. Aaron, this is your first time.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts on my house?
I'm just going to free associate all of my thoughts.
Okay, this can't go wrong.
Cozy.
Okay.
Hilarious old-timey ovens that you've never brought up to us.
So far,
so
two negatives.
So many books.
Okay.
Too many books.
Three negatives.
No, it's not negative at all. Washer dryer. Second wash and dryer in the room behind it. I called you selfish. You kind of laughed. I feel like I deserved a little bit more of a chuckle from that. There's a stage. There's a bar. There's two cats.
Mm-hmm.
With soft butts.
Mm-hmm.
Your beautiful fiance. What else is there?
We call our cats, just so you know, for future reference, in our house, we call our cats' butts rumps. We squeeze their little butts and we say, look at this little rump. So just so you know, for future reference, they won't respond to butts, but they'll respond to rumps.
Okay, they had soft butts.
Okay.
Rumps.
Standing, you're dying on this hill.
They had soft rumps. Mine has had rumps.
I would just like to say, in reference to your house, I thought about this while I was over there. They say that after this, you know, pandemic, after this lockdown, we've all spent so much time in our homes. Mm-hmm, you can be whoever you want to be after this thing. You know, now that you're vaccinated, you're rejoining, you know, your friends and society, you can be whoever you want to be. The person that I want to be is the guy that goes over to people's houses and gets way too excited about what brand of toilet they have, a decision that no one actually makes. I want to come out of Adel's bathroom and be like, oh, so you're a Kohler guy, huh? Went with the 2100.
I'm a Kohler.
Not bad. I can see you putting a lot of miles on that thing. You went with something with a little more torque and a little less cushion. Interesting choice. So that's who I want to be now. So that's who
my
I am.
My cousin was a Kohler guy, but they're pretty sure that's what caused the surgery. So just keep an eye on that.
Keep
right?
an eye on it. Myself, I'm an American Standard man because it's all normal with my pisses and poos.
I like going over to somebody's place, leaving the door open, like kicking their toilet and go, what is this, a 67? Or lifting up the top and going, what do we got under the hood? Oh, nice, nice.
I was like,
JPC, joke's on you. I pee in the sink, so.
I was trying to think about what possibly people could have in their homes that they don't ever think about and never made a decision on. And like a toilet feels like a necessity item that was probably there when you got the house. Now, if you've remodeled the bathroom, that's probably a decision that you've actually had to make. But to me, it's like any other thing that you get, you probably have an opinion on. But a toilet is like, it's just a toilet.
I like a toilet that has some history.
Can I tell
you? I'm not moving that toilet.
Aaron, please, history.
At my grandma's house on my dad's side, they replaced that toilet when I was a kid. And they got a toilet that was maybe like 3 inches, which is a lot. Lower
3 inches.
It was a lot lower than the toilet that used to be there.
Like a lowrider,
dude.
Did maybe you piss the other toilet, a Barbie toilet?
Maybe the other toilet was high. Maybe this one, but it felt like falling when you were on it. I was like, what? I remember being a kid and being like, how do we make these decisions? Are we making financial decisions about the height of toilets? Don't save money this way. There has to be a better way.
If you use that, I think you're obligated to go pee 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 poop 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 pee 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 poop poop. That's for all our 5-year-olds who are listening. JPC, you also had some strong thoughts about my basement and how crowded it was.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was way too many people for COVID.
It was just us.
I know that you're like a happening guy, but it's like, don't invite
Hold
us over.
On.
There's going to be 20
joking.
Or 30.
It's joking. I'm joking.
No, you have what I would like to describe in your basement as a lot of trash. Mm-hmm. And what? And that's
excuse me? Would you call me?
So Boston trash. Hey. The filter that I put on over my eyes is I see anything that's not of immediate value and use to me as a lot of trash. Mm-hmm.
Hey, JPC, uh-huh. You see that room as full of trash, and I see that room as full of potential. Adel, which one of your friends said, this room is garbage, please let me help you clean up all this garbage? And which one of your friends said, this is what I see here. Paint this. Put a stool here. Put this here. Put a light here.
I think it's clear who
it's
did
pretty
what.
Clear.
I don't remember. I remember one of us saying one of those things, and I just don't remember who.
JPC was very much like, I want to Marie Kondo the shit out of this mess, and because I have garbage everywhere. And then Aaron was like, I see so much potential. I would put this here and this here. So I'm very excited for Aaron to help me from afar, and I'm very excited for JPC to come over and help me landscape the backyard.
I truly will. I do like doing some yard work. What I actually said was, Gemma said, next time Adel's out of town, I'm calling you to come over to help clear this place out. And I said, I've got a rule that I don't come over when a fiance calls me from out of town. I've been burned on that one too many times, and it's not happening for me anymore.
Well,
so
we should
just
also
so we
mention,
know, I had a great joke that didn't get talked about.
That's how I felt about when I was joking about how many washers and dryers he had. So we all had great jokes that were underappreciated.
Non-stop
we should also
jokes.
Mention when Gemma said, I'm going to call you to clear this place out. We should also mention where Gemma pointed. But we won't.
But we won't.
Is it time for riddles?
Yeah. But I just wanted a quick update on how I am. What's new with
me? Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, we have talked about that.
Holding with me, can't stop crying. Moving, really overwhelmed, so much change, way too fast, can't stop crying, haven't stopped crying in several days. A lot going on, good news, bad news, haven't stopped crying. Went to go see my roommate who I lived with for like 6 years, 5 years in Chicago. I've known her for about 12 though. And I walked into my old apartment and I started crying, and I was there several hours and I did not stop crying the entire time. Saw my old room. There's a young, very funny, cool young woman living in that room. And I walked in and I saw her room and I sobbed and I thought about my 20s and how much I loved living in that house and how much I loved doing Chicago comedy. And
well, you're not 30 yet.
I don't know what I am anymore. I can't stop crying. I might cry in this episode.
You can't be in your 20s and say, I thought about my 20s.
Oh, I'm already 40. Guys, I'm burning through this. I'm bored. Let's get the show on the road.
And this is a challenge to our listeners. Why don't you...
300 push-ups. Go now, bitch. Let's see you do it.
Right
you
now,
think you're
bitch.
Strong?
Pause. Go. Go now, bitch. Go.
You weak little tigers. Here's the challenge, is to tag something on Twitter, a video perhaps, that'll either make Aaron cry from how sad it is or cry from how joyous it is. And you're going to use the hashtag can't stop crying.
And it will work. And I will cry at literally anything. If anyone wants to tell me anything right now that you want someone to cry as a reaction to, I'm your go. Let's do some riddles.
With the and riddle from last week, I feel like we can get a riddle that will make one of us cry.
Boy.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
And how about this episode versus doing riddles? This episode should just be unpacking the and riddle.
Yeah. Oh God, it was horrible.
That was what the first half of last episode was.
Also, if you are ever going to move to Chicago or you live in Chicago and you don't like love your neighborhood, you should just move to Andersonville. I lived on Carmen in Andersonville for 5 years. It's so close to Clark. It's so close to the Red Line. Live in that area. It's so beautiful and awesome and has the best vibe, and everyone is so neighborly and lovely. You should move. This is your sign. Move to Andersonville in Chicago.
And Aaron, just for reference, where in Andersonville is Carmen?
I'm glad that you asked. It's in between like Argyle and Foster.
And then you're going to want to go to Taste of Lebanon for lunch every day.
It's pretty good.
Well, let's
you're also
going to
want to frequent the Upstairs Gallery, a performance space that hasn't been open in 6 years.
And the Swedish American Museum.
And Lunkers, where I think that's the name of the place, where a man walked in on me in the bathroom and then tried to fight me.
Or you're going to want to go to Hopleaf, where you're going to only be going on third dates there.
So
I think you can't get in unless you're on a third date. All right,
go ahead.
Hopleaf, where you order a beer and the waiter goes, can I actually direct you to this part of the menu? And he's like, what's going on? You fucking snobs.
Okay, sorry, riddles. Sorry. Sorry,
sorry, riddles.
Riddles, riddles.
And. Okay, so here we go. Here we're going to do some warm-up riddies and fuzzies. We're familiar with these. These are just get the juices flowing. The juice is loose. Juicy fruit. Is that still a gum? Is Cinnabar still a gum?
Is Cinnabar still a gum?
You're asking me?
What was the fruit stripe one with the zebra? Remember
Do they
that?
Still make ships out of wood? Fuck off. I don't know if Cinnabar. I haven't seen Cinnabar in a long time.
Okay, here we go. Here's our first warm-up riddy.
Okay, fuck.
Hold on. I think it's worth saying to everyone listening, we are friends in real life.
Oh, God. They are. I'm not. Guys, that's a fucking lie. I barely know them. Go ahead.
Although, by the time this comes out, okay, yeah, we're friends.
Erin has this whole thing where she thinks that men and women can't be friends together, and we are getting in a car and we're driving from New York to some other place. I don't remember the plot of this movie.
Yeah, and you're a dick, and then it's New Year's, and I decide to be with you anyway.
I'll have the cum sandwich.
Before we recorded this podcast, I said to them, whatever you do, don't fall in love with me. And they laughed. Too hard. And I went, like, yeah, that was
Erin,
a joke.
That was never an option.
They said, with you?
And then Erin got very offended and started crying.
Before Mariah just reminded me of this yesterday. Before Mariah and I were dating, we were on a work trip together because we used to work together. And we were at this, we were in Santa Fe. Yeah, we were in New Mexico. It was New Mexico, but it was outside of Santa Fe. And we were at this resort for work, and we were at this fire pit at night. And she said, she told me this story because I didn't remember it. She said that she said to me, hey, whatever you do, don't fall in love with me. And she said, you laughed and laughed and laughed. And she was like, that's funny. And I was like, I was laughing because we're fucking coworkers. It's a totally inappropriate thing to say to a coworker.
I was laughing because that witch hadn't put a curse on me where I had fell in love with you yet. Dude, you are so lucky. You both, it's hilarious. I have all the respect for both of you in the world. You're both a catch. It makes so much sense to me that someone would fall in love with you. You two happened to fall in love with people who are so great. How the hell did you both pull that off?
It is so funny.
Erin,
it's so funny.
JBC and I have talked about this. You also deserve the goddamn world, and you found Sean, who is absolutely incredible, but we do hope that you will change his 1 gallon of milk a day drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he can solve that, he's the perfect man. But right now,
guess what? He won't.
Doctors have coined the term lactose tolerant because he is out of control.
Yeah,
because
he is also fully lactose intolerant. Yeah. And like I saw him, and don't tell anyone I saw this.
We
saw
won't. This goes out to no one.
Pizza 3 times today. Pizza 3 separate times.
He drinks too much
milk. He's 6-pack abs. Drink the whole gallon of milk. Pizza.
Pizza.
Nobody should drink that much milk.
You
Nobody.
Guys, they're with people who are so beautiful and funny and smart, and it's just the best. It's so funny and great, and it makes sense.
If I start calling Sean Milky Coil, will he be upset by that?
Wait, sorry, say that again.
If I start calling Sean Milky Coil, which sounds like an Irish mobster.
That might either make it worse or better. It's going to swing it further. He's going to go, yeah, it's me, Milky Coil. I'll tell this off air. I have a funny story for you guys.
I was just going to say that Milky Coil sounds like, you know, Tesla's like, I've got a new invention. And Milky's like, I've got something even better. What if we could have infinite energy made out of a cow's milk?
Milky, come on, buddy.
Milky Coil.
We're just going to use light bulbs. Fuck off, both of you. You take your weird-ass cousin out of here. Hey, he's not with me. I have a really good invention. No, both of you out. Out of Science Hall.
Out of science, out of mind.
Okay, we're sorry. Warm-up riddles, go.
We truly want to do riddles.
Okay, here we go. Here's our first warm-up riddle. This is the only type of error a machine can't make.
This is the only type of error a machine can't make?
Being a machine. It can't not be a machine.
What are the types of errors?
There's the error up there.
Oh.
Great Kevin Bacon movie.
To err. Because to err is human.
Ooh. I mean...
Is that the answer?
You're very close.
Okay.
Air.
I mean,
It can't breathe air. It can't air. I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying. I'm building up to my name.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Okay, JPC, you are an inventor. You have created a robot. Aaron, you are this robot. You're perfect in every way that a robot would be perfect, except you recognize that maybe JPC is a little disappointed you're not human. So you're trying everything you can to be more human.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I invented a different kind of surgery today. So I'm done with my work. Ooh, boy, could I use a drink and a foot rub.
Okay, well, that's odd. 1614, do a systems diagnostic.
Systems diagnostic. I'm doing that, and everything seems to be normal, except there's a guy at the office who's been a real thorn in my side. Honey?
What the fuck is going on here? Okay, let me check my logs.
We should go to Target and get a blender this weekend.
Huh. I don't see anything in my logs that would be explaining this behavior.
Burning, 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 flame, flame, fireplace.
Let me get a little cocoa. Let me get a little eggnog. Okay, enough Christmas. Back to work. Back to work, Jerry. You gotta go back to work. 1761, what? Did I run an update on you?
Jerry, I am your human. I live here and am just as human as you, so I am not a failure of a robot, and you should not unplug me, because I am basically a person.
You heard me screaming in the other room.
Maybe.
Look, 17671, or whatever I said the first time, or what I said the second time, which was surely different.
You can call me Shirley.
Shirley... Look, you're a robot, okay? You don't have to be a person because you're perfect as a robot, okay? And I made you to invent new surgeries.
Yeah,
you're gonna save lives, Shirley.
But work-life balance. We should buy the tickets to go see your parents soon.
No. The tickets to Alcatraz, where my parents are being housed, are far too expensive. Don't worry about it, Shirley.
Would you like to play spike ball on the beach? We could have a beer and play spike ball on the beach.
First of all, Shirley, you would destroy me and the spike ball, and if you poured a beer inside of you, you would die.
Thank you for believing in me.
No, it's not like that. No, I don't want tickets to see Kiss. I threw these out because I hate Gene Simmons. Stop handing them back to me.
I am a human woman. Isn't that nice?
Wait.
Very, very human.
Wait a second. This isn't about, you didn't overhear me secretly wishing for, you know, to be married one day and to meet someone and to fall in love, did you?
I heard you screaming from the other room and praying to God.
First of all, it was a secret wish in the context of, I'm the only one here so I could be as loud as I fucking want. I didn't know a robot was going to be listening to me. But
I got us tickets to the opera. Maybe we could go for a walk before. Kiss?
Okay, let me look at these tickets to the opera. Scratch this. These are more Kiss tickets. Stop. You're not going to get me to see them live.
Why not?
And that's Batman's new origin story. His robot is killed in an alley, and he takes on the mantle. Two quick things. One, JPC, my new favorite.
Are these notes?
Yes. One, my new favorite thing you've ever said is, enough Christmas, back to work.
All right, everybody, enough Christmas, back to work.
Yes, it proves my theory that JPC is actually Ebenezer Scrooge.
If there was a Christmas Carol musical, that would be the lead into a song.
Yeah, that's true.
I love somebody like a boss in an office going, Merry Christmas. All right, enough Christmas. Back to work. And then two, I had a thought during the scene, which is Edward Scissorhands a robot?
No, but he's a pervert.
Edward Scissorhands a pervert?
He freaks me out.
Sure. I feel like all the women of that suburb were perverts because they all tried to like fuck him.
Oh, for sure. All those women were kind of scary. And
yeah.
Well, is he a robot or is he an android?
I don't know, because he's made of gears.
I don't like his scissor hands. I would like the movie more if he didn't have those scissor hands.
That's his defining trait.
I would like the movie more if he didn't have those scissor hands.
That's like saying you'd like Sophie except for all her choices.
Yes, exactly.
This is like a network note, and you're like, the show is called Edward Scissor. We literally can't change that part.
I don't like his scissor hands.
Okay, we can give him normal hands, but then he's have a scissors head.
Okay, well, fine. If you're going to make the show Lost, can you... I like everything, but just have them be found instead of Lost. How about that?
That would be... If they made a spinoff called Found, I'd watch that.
I think it would be funny if Lost hour-long drama airing directly after it, 30-minute comedy called Found, which is just a parody of Lost.
Yep. Dude, you can make The Office. Just have everyone work from home.
I am very curious, listeners, if you happen to have any insight or knowledge, if Edward Scissorhands is a robot, please let me know, because I'm curious what the consensus is. Surely this conversation's been had before.
Also, I want to know what if people could replace his hands with something that are not scissor hands. I would love to hear your pitches on that, please.
I think it would have to be another tool, because otherwise we're doing him a disservice.
Ho hands.
Edward spatula hands? Ho hands? What?
Ho, like a hoe, a garden hoe.
Oh, the other use of that word. The one that makes sense in context.
Yeah.
I was like, is he a pimp? Like, is he back slapping
No,
people?
It's ho hands.
Ho hands.
Back slapping.
What's the answer to this riddle? We must know.
No. Wait. Okay. Didn't I get it? It's like to err is human, and the only error a machine can't make is to be human, or something like that?
You pretty much have it, but I think you're using it as, it's sort of, the correct answer is like aftermath in your answer. So what is a word you're saying? That's there's just one word that's the only type of error a machine can't make.
Like air, A I R?
No.
Breathing although
I,
air.
Although I do want to see a movie called Error Bud, which is a dog that just cannot today.
I thought it was a robot that plays basketball.
The only type of error a machine can't make. JPC, you've said it multiple times. It's one word. There's only one type of error a machine cannot make.
Human.
That is correct.
Okay.
A machine
error.
Cannot make a human error.
Mm. Oh, got it.
How do we feel?
So,
how are we doing?
The other thing that I thought you were saying when you were, because you were saying like error was like,
I was trying to really enunciate, and I think I failed you in that regard.
H E I R. I can't make a human error.
Oh yeah, if you're a baron.
A baron, baron. And now we're doing the palindrome riddles. Not palindromes. The other one that's
homonyms?
Not palindromes. Homonyms.
Homophones?
Homonomes.
Aaron, do you want to take a break? Or will it make you cry?
Well, let's see.
What sponsor? If we cut to ad right now and there's a sponsor, what sponsor would make you burst into tears? Like if we got... It's not a sponsor we currently have, but if like...
Puppies.
We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin. Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier.
The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be
able to. She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Hey everybody, this is Hey Riddle Riddle, here to tell you about something you need in your life. Puppies.
Adel, I can't help but agree. Puppies are like dogs, but small. And their little snoots are even shorter than when the snoots get longer. And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm,
it's great.
Mm-hmm.
They're like babies, but dog babies. Do you see?
I know what you're thinking. Puppies surely don't need me. They don't need my help. I'm a busy man. I'm a socialite. I walk about the city. I'm a man about town. Wrong. Puppies need you now more than ever. Because all the puppies are drowning.
No.
That's right.
In debt.
What?
They're all
debt.
They're all drowning in debt. They've been trying to sell their chow mix, and it's just not moving in the manner they thought. So, if you buy a puppy today, we are going to give you 20% off that puppy. That means they will cut off its nose or snoot or its tail.
No.
You get to choose, but it's 20% off. If you go to heyriddleriddle.puppies.supplies.
puppies.com/heyriddleriddle/snoot.
They really wanted us to get this right, guys. So it's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.com/puppies/snoot.
I want a puppy.
JBC, I feel like if that was a real ad for puppies, it would have started by you saying, Aaron, Adel, I went to yuppies.com, and all I got was a couple of 30-somethings with expendable income.
Hey, I just got back, and I got a big bag of poopies. You guys fucked me on this one.
Oh, JPC.
Oh, JPC.
That's exactly how our ads start.
Let's just do so many riddles. I'm so excited.
Okay, let's get into some more riddles. They're in the tax code at the very core and also found in a gymnastics score. What do we think that is?
Points.
Points.
Period.
It's not points. They're in the tax code at the very core and also found
numbers.
In a gymnastics score. Yeah,
is
numbers.
Is it as simple as numbers?
It should be.
I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
One
Aaron,
is the simplest
not a
number.
Moment ago did you say, I'm so excited to do riddles.
Yeah, but then people can change, JPC. I'm evolving. I would like to see
learning.
A scene. You two are the commentators at the Summer Olympics, and we are watching gymnastics, and this is like the most tense moment of the whole evening, and something's about to go horribly wrong.
Okay, here we are. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, home of the Summer Olympics. Now, coming up next, we have the horse. What is this? The pommel horse. This is where each woman is going to take a turn walking up to a horse and just beating the shit out of it. If they pommel the horse enough and the horse dies, they will lose points. But if they pommel it within an inch of their life, they'll get a perfect 10. Rob?
Thanks, Jeff. Of course, Jeff, the best color man in the business. We love him because he has no idea what he's talking about when it comes to gymnastics. Now let's watch Nadia Ivankov from Canada go ahead at the pommel horse event. Here we are. She approaches the pommel horse.
Oh, my God. Oh,
please,
my God.
Please don't.
This is typically not a female gymnastics event.
Please.
It's usually beam bars. Floor,
It looks like her strategy right now, Jeff, is to try to talk down the horse and convince it that she isn't supposed to be here today. We call this the Clark's defense.
Yeah, she's lowering the horse's defenses because the horse is going to think it's safe.
Hey.
Oh, hey is for horses.
You look great today. Where's that fur from, girl?
Forever 21.
Oh, I love it. That's so great. Okay,
here she goes.
We call that the black eyed peas because it's boom, boom, pow.
Kick Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to Thursday. Punch, 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 punch.
Okay, and she has the bell. She has the bell. Now, that's a pretty impressive. I mean, Ivanikov doing some pretty impressive work to that horse. Mm-hmm, let's see how the judges liked it.
Okay, now the official is checking the pulse of the horse. Oh, and it looks like it is still alive. Let's see here. We have an 8.5, a 7.5, a 10, and a 4.
All right, on to the next event for Ivanikov. The horse fights back. So now the horse is going to get 20 seconds uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was, it gets its shots. Turnabout's fair play.
It gets its shots, and speaking of getting shots, this is the Beam event, where Nadia will now take three shots of Jim Beam, and the horse will pummel her. Here we go.
And backflip over the horse. And
come
fun
here.
Little dance move
come
over
here.
The horse. And
puff, boom, boom. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, no Wednesday, Friday.
We call that the Wyclef Jean because it sets anew if I were precedent for beating up a Canadian gymnast.
Gone till November. I'll be gone till November.
Let's see how the judges scored that one.
Oh, and it looks like Nadia is dead. So the horse has lost.
Dead set on killing this horse. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to Thursday.
They're in the tax code.
I can't wait for the Summer Olympics.
It's going to be very fun. They're in the tax code at the very core and also found in a gymnastics score.
And before we get a bunch of emails, it was a police horse, so it's okay.
And that woman was his cousin.
Okay.
Decimals.
No.
Nerds.
Is it like a gymnastics term?
I believe so. I mean,
ooh, plie.
I don't think
that's ballet.
Fuck.
Split.
I don't think it's inherently gymnastics related, but it is a word used during gymnastics
flip,
as well as other events, I assume.
Sticking the landing.
Well, like I said, I think it's most events during the Olympics.
Competition.
It's a term that would be used during competitions.
A place? Like a placement?
No, but it's also in the tax code.
Yeah,
oh, it's
at
like
the very core.
Like what they score them on. Like they were being scored on our, what is the word I'm looking for? Like qualifications? Like the, not the qualifications, what is the word?
Good looks.
Oh, Aaron, I think I can help you out here. So I think what Adel is referring to is the Ben & Jerry's flavor tax day, which I believe has a cookie butter core. So final answer?
Disgusting. Adel, I'm ready for the answer because I want to do more riddles.
Well, let me give you another clue. Well,
yes, please.
It doesn't make sense to get the answer to riddles to do more riddles. That makes no sense.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
That's a paradox.
No.
Give us the answer to all these riddles so we can get through more riddles. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
At what point is the riddles no longer Theseus's ship? So this is a term, again, it's in the tax code and it's during gymnastics, but it's a term that would come after the scoring. So you would use this term. This term comes into play during gymnastics specifically, post-scoring, I believe.
Is it
post-initial rank? Scoring. Post-initial scoring.
Leaderboard, rank.
I might be confusing.
Tally?
You.
Tally?
So look, maybe go to taxes. So during tax season, you're always looking for this bad boy. Ooh, I'm looking
deductible.
For this.
Deductible?
But
deductions.
Oh, yeah. Ow. You get deductions for like stepping on the squirrel and like hitting
the duck,
and all that stuff.
Yeah. You step on a duck, you break your mother's fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, you ready for another riddle?
Uh-huh.
And
I get distracted.
I want to.
By the way, I would just like to say that earlier, Adel said paradox, and I said, and I thought, but I didn't say, just like a his and hers like house. Paradox.
A paradox. Speaking of, I forgot to mention, I got a pair of Crocs. Gemma and I both got Crocs.
Ooh.
So we're those people now.
I'm gonna cry.
How does I've never owned a pair of Crocs. How does it feel?
It feels weird. I got them because I'm like, I need shoes to walk around. Speaking of backyard, I need shoes to like take out the trash and walk around the backyard, but I don't want them to be full on slippers, and I don't want to like tie my shoes every time. So I was like, fuck, I gotta get Crocs, but I'm not bragging about it.
I got off brand Birkenstocks for the same reason. I've been wearing my like off-brand Uggs to walk Lou, and I go, seasons are changing. My life is changing so much so fast. I need to get sandals.
Can I blow your mind? What if they're Birkin Crocs? Is that a thing?
Adel, you're about to have the government come knock on your door and take you somewhere far, far away from us.
Dear government, make me a bird so I can go far, far, far away from here. Let's get into another riddle. Aaron, does that make you happy?
Yeah, make me really happy. Also makes me cry. Makes me really sad. I think about the context of how many riddles we've enjoyed
cry,
as a group together.
Cry, birdie.
I'm gonna miss you so. Cry, cry, birdie. Why'd you have to go?
Can I just say that musical? I wouldn't put it in my top 10 musicals, but I do think it's number one in terms of insane voices.
Oh yeah. Hi, Margie. Hi. It's like that
kids,
sound over and over.
I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Paul Lind.
I got one.
Circle gets the square.
Speak to us, oh beautiful one. Tell us how you make that glorious sound.
You gotta be sincere.
Today I remember the song We're in the Money from 42nd Street and how funny the beginning dialogue of that song is, because it's a girl going.
I know the song, but I don't know the beginning dialogue.
Oh, it's so funny because it's a
this
girl
is
going,
we're in the money. That's
yeah.
Okay.
So the beginning of it is this girl goes, I almost got it. And another girl goes, what is it? A penny? A nickel? And then she goes, no. And then she goes, hold your horses. I'm trying to get some of the gunk off or something like that. And then she goes, oh, a dime. We are in the money. What is it? A penny? A nickel? Hold your horses.
That makes that song so sad that it's like two hobos fighting over a nickel.
Oh,
a dime.
Yeah. And then also like 20 women tap dance about how much money they now have. And now their landlord is going to let them stay in their apartments. And even by like inflation standards, 10 cents is not enough for 25 women.
I love 25 women handing a landlord a dime and going, I think everything's in order. And the landlord bites the dime and he goes, very good.
Adel, can I tell you what makes that song even sadder? The name of that character who sings that song in the program, her name is Anytime Annie.
Whoa.
Right? They're just calling her a slut, and she's excited about a dime. It's crazy. A dime!
We're talking about sluts and dimes. Sluts and dimes. I fell in love with you. Sluts and dimes. Let's do another riddle here. Aaron, does that make you happy?
Very.
Weapons aren't used in this crusade, a dilemma where ethics are weighed. Weapons aren't used in this crusade, a dilemma where ethics are weighed.
My first thought was, is a crusade a type of car?
It should be.
I would like to... I'm too late. I want to hear a commercial. JPC, you're doing the voiceover for the Lincoln Crusade. And then Adel, can you just like...
Be Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, be Matthew McConaughey. But I want you to just like tell us in between each line what visually is happening in the commercial.
Okay.
We open up on a road on Maui, twisting around every turn. We zoom in on the top of a car. It's the Lincoln Crusade.
They say in order to be an American, you have to understand how breakfast is made.
We zoom into the window and we see that the man driving is in a full suit of armor. And I say, all night, all night, all night.
Bacon. Rye bread. Milk. Never water. These are the ingredients that make an American breakfast strong.
We zoom over to the passenger seat, where there's a hot plate with a full breakfast cooking.
The Lincoln Crusade comes equipped with everything you need to make a full breakfast while driving. The back seat is super small, because true Americans crusade without children.
We zoom into the orange juice in the cup holder and the camera fritzes out, but we can still hear the narration.
Damn. That's good motherfucking orange juice. Yeah. We're probably going to get fined a lot for saying motherfucking orange juice. But it doesn't matter. Because we're going to sell so many of these fucking cars, your head's going to spin off its axis.
I love what you do for me, Lincoln Crusade.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom. And scene, scene. When life hands you cruise, make crusade.
I need to get a Lincoln Crusade. I love breakfast.
Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love a Lincoln Crusade.
Do you add a letter to crusade? That makes it like a debate crusade?
Aaron, you are correct. If you add a word to crusade and a word to dilemma, you get your answer. So weapons...
Dilemmas, crusades.
Excuse me?
Ignore me. I might cry. Ready? Oop.
Oop. Weapons aren't used in this crusade, a dilemma where ethics are weighed. So what kind of dilemma or
pros
ethics weighed?
Pros and cons.
Or what kind of crusade is there without weapons?
A court case.
A moral crusade.
That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. The answer is moral. Moral crusade, moral dilemma.
Okay.
Aaron, how about this bad boy? It's found in every single word. Two for brainy, yet one for nerd.
Vowel?
Vowel.
So you think every single word has a vowel in it?
Yes.
Any good word. syllable?
Here's one. Psh. No vowels.
Yeah.
Silent E. Silent E. Silent A.
That's what
syllables.
Anytime I see Paul F. Tompkins, I go, pfft.
That's why you show up to the first day of class, because that's when the teacher hands out the syllables.
It is syllables. Two for brainy, yet one for nerd. Correct.
Did I ever tell you about the time in college where I showed up to Psychology 104, his entry-level psychology class, and it was Friday at 8 in the morning. And I said, Friday in the morning, well, I got to get this credit. I got to get this psychology credit. Showed up to class, they handed out the syllabus, and I looked on that syllabus and not anywhere on that fucking syllabus was there an attendance score, or like a grade for attendance. No part of your final grade was factored into attendance. It was all go to the lab, take the quizzes, blah, blah, blah.
Wait,
so what
JPC, can you pause and then Adel and I will each just take a turn of guessing how what you did next?
Please.
I just want to see how well we know you.
Okay, great.
My guess is that you didn't show up again until the final and you got a B or an A.
My guess is that you didn't show up ever again and you had a friend in the class who would tell you what each assignment was.
Nope, I didn't. I barely talked to a single person the whole time I was in college. I was there to get my grade and get my little diploma and leave. But what happened was I didn't show up, of course, for the rest of the classes. Didn't talk to anyone about it. Didn't communicate with my professor. We went to a lab to take all of our tests and quizzes. And everything else, you could like just submit your papers online and all that. So you never had any reason on the syllabus to go into class. Didn't go into class. Got an A in the class. Got my final grade back for the class. Got a B in the class. Emailed the professor. I said, what the fuck? I took all the things and I got, what's this B? And the professor said, you didn't show up for any of the classes and that's 10% of your grade. And I said, I got a copy of the syllabus right here that doesn't say anything about that being 10% of your grade. And he said, that was a misprint because on the second week I gave an updated syllabus that had the correct information.
Psychology. That's Psychology 104.
Psychology 104.
He played you.
Psychology 101 is I went to the fucking dean and I was like, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. He has to honor this. This is the syllabus that he handed out on the first day of class. I can't be expected. He never posted the updated syllabus online. He only handed out hard copies to people who happened to be there, and the dean made him change it.
Can I guess?
That's amazing. Wait,
hold
on. I'm sorry. I need to just say something. I guessed the exact right thing. I said you never showed up again, and you ended up getting a B.
That's true. You said a B or an A.
Yeah, but kind of.
But you're both right, because I got a B, but then I got it changed back to the A that it was supposed to be.
This is the most JPC.
Go ahead.
This is the most JPC story I've ever heard.
Now, the most JPC story from college is the time that I told my one of my professors that I had self-diagnosed myself with a dissociative personality disorder, so I couldn't complete any group projects, so I was exempting myself from all group projects, and instead of just failing me like they should have done, they were just a fucking tired person. They were like, okay, you can have a B on
it. Just whatever you want.
You need to write a how-to book on how to just completely fucking avoid most things.
How to mentally dominate other people.
Don't go to college. I cannot stress this enough. Do not go to college. Here's the thing. Every job that I've ever had, they've been like, did you go to college? And I said, yes. They never asked me to see any of this information. Like, how hard would it be to just tell people that you went to college? What are they going to check?
I don't know where in my house my diploma is.
People have a lot of time, JPC.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a job where they checked, especially like, you know, 10 years out. Like, who gives a shit? I don't know. I in my mind, it's an easy thing to lie about, but I have no idea.
I'm going to start a nursing home where you can't get in unless you have a proof of your degree. So people are like, hilarious. I got rid of that years ago. And I'll go, dig it up.
I flunked a class one time and I went to the dean because I had an F. And I said, is there anything I can do? And the dean said, yeah.
I think we've mentioned that the last 10 episodes. Did it, guys.
We it's a rare day that goes by where Adel doesn't do a Howard Dean scream.
And we love it. And we love
usually when I'm cooking my Howard Dean sausages.
Yeah.
In my Lincoln Crusade. Okay, here's a new one.
Yes.
If I'm looking to find you, worry about each limb. I am still a shark, but my job's not to swim.
Okay, worry about each limb. Is this like a pool shark?
Lone shark.
Aaron, ding, ding, ding. It's a lone shark. I want to see a scene. Cool. Aaron, you are a actual shark who has loaned money to another sea creature. JPC, you are that sea creature who's begging for some time extension.
Hey, man, is now a good time?
I was just sitting down for my Christmas dinner.
Okay, man.
My whole family's here.
Yeah.
Please.
I see that.
We're just poor little sea urchins. We have nowhere else to go.
I feel like you just sort of can kind of go anywhere. You just need sort of a surface to be on. I'm actually not going to stop swimming. I'm not here. I'm not going to even take my hat off. I won't be here long. Man, I lent you money a long time ago. And I think because you know I can't eat you because it would hurt my little mouth.
It hurt your mouth. We're so spiky.
I know. So you know I can't eat you, and I feel like you're taking advantage of me. And I thought you were my friend, and I thought we were cool because we're both like a little bit dangerous.
I would never. I needed those sand dollars that you lent me.
Hey, man. Can I talk to you outside? Maybe not in front of your family.
Oh, yes. Family, continue eating Christmas dinner. I'll be right back. After
cut the
I
shit.
Talk.
We cut to the beach, which is outside for the ocean.
Hey, man. Fuck. Okay, fuck.
Now you're on my turf.
Okay,
Reese,
go back in the water. Back inside. Hey, man, cut the fucking shit, please. Hey.
Okay, what do you want from me?
Stop fucking pretending to be old and poor. What the fuck is this? Stop.
Look,
you're fine. Give me the fucking
I have
money.
An image to maintain in front of my fucking kids, man, okay?
Okay, then give me the money. I don't want to bother you. I didn't want this to be like this.
I can't give you the money.
I'm going to try to punch. Oh, no, I got little fins. God, I'm
fins.
So
you're
kind.
Not,
I'm like a little bit cute.
You can't do it. You can't do any punches. You know what? I don't have your money.
Where is it?
What's that?
Where's my money?
I gave it to an orca.
A whale?
Yeah. Not just any whale.
Fucking whale.
Fucking killer whale.
Fuck. They can't kill shit. They're fucking eating kelp. They're like, I'll eat the smallest
No.
You're so small. What?
They kill sharks, my friend. I seen him do it.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
When I lent him the money, I went to his gym and I watched him rip a shark in half.
You lent money to someone? I lent you money and then you lent money to someone? Fuck you, man. I'm eating you. I'm eating you.
You can't.
No, I'm good. Oh, fuck.
Look behind you, chomp.
It's the cutest little small fish. It's so sweet.
All right, enough Christmas. Back to work.
Scene. Oh, that's our new merch, baby.
That's our new merch.
Enough Christmas, back to work.
Holiday 2026.
Holiday. Here we go. We have time for just a few more. Memorized and kept discreet, enter with your fingers, not your feet.
Is this a computer password?
It's a password.
Ah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Let's do another one. A conspiracy with
oh,
no
wait, I would like to see a scene really, really quick. Really okay. short scene. You two are two hackers who are trying to get into someone's computer, and you're looking around the space to try to guess what their password may be.
Okay. Let's both sit in the chair, and then let's look around the room to see what they would have been looking at when they put in the password. Okay.
Okay, I got dibs on lamp.
Okay, well, let's try lamp.
No. I said dibs on lamp. If we're both sitting in the chair.
Oh, yeah, sit on my lamp?
I'll sit on your lamp.
Okay.
I got bony knees.
Let's try that. Bony knees.
What about this? It's a Bon Iver album.
Oh, but his real name is Justin Vernon. So let's try Justin Vernon 42069.
Okay, let's try.
We're in.
We got it in one.
Let's keep trying.
Just for the fun.
Password accepted.
Just for the fun.
Do you want to go to Target with me to pick up a couple things?
I love sit on my lap, bony knees, Bon Iver, Justin Vernon. Justin Vernon 42069, we're in.
Imagine it was that easy to break into Justin Vernon's house.
You want to break into his computer for new music? Is that what you want?
Aaron, if you listen to Bon Iver right now, you would destroy yourself with how sad that music is. He has the voice of a dead angel in a good way.
That's the best. That's the weirdest compliment. Oh my God, I love your music. You have the voice of a dead angel.
I was just saying to Lily the other day, we were talking about the Bright Eyes singer.
Connor Oberst?
Yeah, and I always thought that Connor Oberst had the voice of a kid at a talent show who fell right before he was about to sing, sort of wiped out in front of his entire grade, and then had to get up and sing the song after the whole school like laughed and saw him falling.
He does have the shakiest voice, like he's trying to keep from crying himself. Yeah. Outstanding. Let's do a few more here. Let's do two more, and then we're going to be done.
Okay.
A conspiracy with no room for chickens, a piece of land, or phrase with thickens. A conspiracy with no room for chickens, a piece of land, or phrase with thickens. That's hard to say.
Phrase with thickens?
Mm-hmm. So it's three things. A conspiracy with no room for chickens. That's one hint. Hint number two is a piece of land. Hint number three is a phrase with thickens.
Oh, a phrase yard, with thickens.
Yard.
Yeah, it's Alan.
Alan thickens.
What's the most helpful third of that?
I think a piece of land is probably... Well, a piece of land and phrase with thickens are going to be your two breadwinners.
What about a lot of land or a plot of land? The plot thickens.
JBC, you got it.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Very nice. Here's our last one. Aaron, hold back your tears.
Okay. Wait, before we get to that last one, which we really want to get to, we just can't.
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to see a scene where, Adel, you are like a private detective, and Aaron, your husband has gone missing, and you're inviting this private detective into your husband's study to kind of do their private detective thing. Adel, you think that everything that you find is an important clue, even though it's mostly just mundane stuff.
Oh,
so
my
this
name?
Is it. I'm very sad. What were you saying? Sorry, what?
I was saying my name I'd rather not say. And please don't ask me anything about my family or my personal interests.
All right, well, mister, I'd rather not say. This is where. This is the last room I saw him in.
Is this the room he died in, or just the last room
I don't know. It's your job.
Saw. Seesaw. Playground. Coffee grounds. Coffee. Fee. Payment. Payment. Cineburst. Gum. I found some gum in his desk. Does this mean anything to you? It must be a clue.
He liked to chew gum. I don't even tell you.
Are your batteries winding down?
You little bishop, also sad because my husband's dead.
Dead. Head. Grateful. Great. Less. Pay less. Pay less shoes. Where are his shoes? Please, show me where his shoes were kept.
In his bedroom. We're in his office study.
Aha! His shoes are a men's 8.
How do you know?
By looking inside the tongue of the shoe.
How did you find his... Wait a minute. issues, weren't it? You're the murderer. Murderer. Killer. Killer bees.
Murderer works. Yourself. You can just stop it, murderer. Murderer works.
Scene.
Bony knees. Bon Iver, Justin Vernon, you're the murderer.
I was trying to get there.
Just hold on because we're going to need this pickup, so I'm going to have to get this clean. I want to see a scene. Adel, you're going to be doing Eminem, but without the voice and no rapping.
we quote Adel's rap so often, both raps around our house all the time. I'm tired. A man made of tires.
All right, but we have final riddle.
We have final riddle. Okay. And this is going to be our challenge for this riddle.
Okay.
JPC, you are not allowed to answer. Okay. Aaron, you're the only one allowed to answer, but JPC, you still have a role to play.
Oh, thank God.
Your job is to try and get Aaron to cry before the end of this episode.
Okay.
Aaron, is that okay with you?
Yeah, duh. Hello. Fucking love weird shit. Let's do
this. Here we go. A name when affection is shown, by definition, a project of your own.
Baby.
Oh, God. JPC didn't even get a chance. He didn't even have a fair shot of making me cry. That's not fair. What's up?
A name when affection is shown.
Did she get it?
No.
Oh, okay.
What?
A name when affection is shown, by definition, a project of your own. So you think when you have a project of your own, it's a baby project?
Yeah, this is my baby. Like when you go like, I'm writing my book. Oh,
that's
my
fair.
Baby.
That's fair. Okay, you're right.
Honey.
You're right. I was wrong. You're right.
Sweetie.
It's not honey.
Pumpkin.
When your legs don't work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? And darling, I will be loving you till you're 70.
A name when affection is shown, by definition, a project
baby
of your
my
own.
He's so bad at singing.
Could still fall as hard at 23.
I half expected him to sing like he does in the Patreon episodes. Well, your legs don't work.
Little monkey bones.
Right, like they used to.
And this is how I know that wasn't making me cry, because I was literally trying to force myself to cry. And I
in your cries, get some tears, your cries. Come on, Aaron.
I'm trying to think. Sweetie, pumpkin, lover.
A name when affection is shown. So this is, all the names that you gave are under the umbrella of this word.
Diorama.
So honey, baby. This is my diorama.
Hey, diorama, is there anything I can help with you? Help you with in the house?
That's what Rob Schneider calls his wife Diane as a name.
Diorama.
And I actually just accidentally said the word. A name when affection is shown, by definition, a project of your own.
I know it too, and I've been trying not to say it, but I was trying to think of, is there a song that has that word in it that I could sing?
Oh, I have a clue. It's not in the song, but it's relevant.
Pet.
Pet name.
In the western town of Burning Doors, eastern town of Bursting Boars.
I would like to see a very, 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 very.
I was
going to
do a wouldn't it be nice because
Beach Boys.
Pet sounds.
Very fast scene. You're a couple at a grocery store, and you're like really in the lovey-dovey phase, and you're just calling each other really cute nicknames as you're talking in this grocery store.
Hey, baby, did we want the thins or the crisps?
Let's get the thins. No, let's get both. Why not? We have the rest of our lives together.
We do, and you're my little graveyard.
Oh, Smushkin, should we get taste of salt or hint of salt?
Ooh, Beckley boy, I want hint of salt.
Oh, hint of salt, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't quite read your writing on this. Is this 4 pounds of bacon?
Dunk throat. Yes, it's 4 pounds. What did you think it was? But bacon shrinks when you cook it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Bacon shrinks when you cook it. Speaking of shrinks when you cook it, I'll get the spinach bottom rows baby teeth. Adult teeth on the bottom. Adult teeth on the top bottom rows baby teeth.
Now I'm hurt. See.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, you guys are free to use those in your relationships, but don't. I know. You know what? I just need to say this. Do not blame us if your relationship fails. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired of people having all sorts of reasons why we're the reason that your relationship failed. It's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
It's not our fault. It's yours. Look in the mirror. That's whose fault it is.
It's not your fault either. It's no one's fault. You're
speaking
perfect.
Of some stuff that is intentionally our fault. Aaron, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
I would like to plug crying. It's not so bad if you give it a shot. You can follow Wet Bus on Twitch. It's my improv group. Even if I'm not there, they're doing really awesome, very fun stuff. They're very cool. If you have any LA recommendations for me, or I'm driving from Chicago to Los Angeles, going like the Nebraska, Colorado, Utah route. So if you have any recommendations of places to stop, I'm traveling with a dog, so keep that in mind. Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, and his name's Sean.
You dog. You milk dog. That's his name, milk dog.
Milk dog.
He's going to love that. Anything that you guys throw at me, such a sweet, positive guy. He'd be like, Adel at JPC called me milk dog. That's so nice.
Woof, woof. Milk dog needs a milk bone. It's me, milk dog.
Little milky bones?
Little milky bones.
Was one day we're gonna do an episode that's purely it's Aaron and I and then Little Monkey Bones. I have a few things to plug. I'll try to be quick about it. I did a game show hosted by my friend Stodd. It was an absolute blast. I played it with my friend Matt Young. It's called You Can't Be Serious. Serious is spelled Sirious. And you can find that at twitch.tv/cityofstodd. Stodd is spelled STAD. So please check out that game show. It was very, very fun, even though I did very, very poorly. Also, you can check out the three of us, Hey We're the Real Hosts. We guested again on one of our favorite podcasts, Escape This Pod. That episode should be out now, so please check that out. And then finally, I was a guest on a show called Aristotle Asparagus, which I believe you can find that podcast on Spotify. It was a bunch of 16-year-old guys who invited me on their podcast. They didn't tell me anything, and I hopped on, and they just started going, and what a ride. Can I just say, I didn't know what was going on, but I definitely talked. So check that out. Also, I highly recommend eating an edible and then watching the Adult Swim show Off the Air. That's going to be the best night of your life. JPC, anything to plug?
Follow me at social media. Not at social media, because my social media handles are all different. I'm at JPSoFly on Twitter, and I'm at Shark Barkman on Twitch. And I'm streaming video games for a lot of the time on Twitch still. So that's it.
And Aaron... There's one.
No, don't.
There's one astronomical delight.
If you start crying, I'm going to start thinking about JPC singing and Sheeran.
Now, there's a certain type of tears that really are out of this world. What kind of tears are out of this world?
Jupiter.
No, well, what type of tears?
Tears from Jupiter.
Hold on.
Drop in Jupiter.
Jupiter. Did I hear Jupiter's?
Tears, tears. It's a mad, mad world.
Jupiter's. Bye forever.
I'm in love with you.
Jupiter's.
I just want to tell you I am.
Jupiter's.
So honey now.
I can sing higher than that.
So honey now.
I can sing higher than that.
Tell me to your light of stars. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars.
What is it? A penny? A nickel?
Want to come in, baby? Just go ahead now.
A dime!
Hey there, coffees and wines. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We return to Aaron's Morning Show. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.